pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, good evening. Thank you for your patience. We're going to move on now to agenda item 4, approval of treasurer and business office financial reports for the extracurricular fund report for July 2017 and the internal claims audit report for July 2017. May I have a motion to approve the treasurer's and business office financial reports and extracurricular fund report for July 2017 and the internal claims audit report for July 2017. Mrs. Jors, seconded by Mrs. Dell'Orba. Discussion? Okay, all in favor? Okay, against? Okay, passes unanimously, 6-0. Okay, superintendent's report, Mrs. Rossi.
Okay, yes, welcome everybody. Happy August, right? School is starting, it's around the corner. We are welcoming back all of our students on Thursday, September 7th. All of the school mailings went out a couple of weeks ago. Our faculty and staff returns on Tuesday, September 5th and September 6th for 2 days of staff development and a staff orientation. We'll be hosting Mr. John Gordon, who is a national motivational speaker, and we're very much looking forward to those 2 days with our staff returning. We've been very busy this summer. You'll hear from some of our committee members, especially regarding the buildings and grounds work that's been going on throughout the district. I also will be sending a note home tomorrow to all parents. As you know, the facilities have been under construction this summer. We've had a lot of work going on. My letter is pertaining to the possibility of our school food service lines not being ready for opening day. However, our food service does have a contingency plan in place just in case those food service lines are not ready. We're being told by construction management that they very well may be, but we just think it's in the best interest and the right thing to do for parents to let them know ahead of time of the alternate plans for serving lunch. We'll be serving, if that happens, we'll be bringing in Geno's for a couple of selections for the kids. So I can guarantee those will probably be the best days for revenue in the history of the year. So anyway, I have a wonderful letter coming home, just really laying it out for parents so they know ahead of time. Okay? That's it.
Good. That's it?
That's
okay.
It. Yeah.
Thank you, Mrs. Rossi. Okay, we are going to go on to the committee reports. And the audit committee, Mrs. Donaldson, can't be with us tonight, but she did provide with me an update in terms of the audit committee, which I'm going to read. The New York State Teachers Retirement System audit fieldwork was completed on Wednesday, August 23rd. Everything appears to be in order. The external audit team of Cullen and Donowski have completed 95% of fieldwork and are scheduled to be back this week. And the first audit meeting will be scheduled once Cullen and Donowski has completed their draft, which is the 6/30/17 audit, which should be at the end of September. Okay. Moving on to the Finance Committee, Mrs. Jors.
First committee meeting for Finance will be January 8th.
Okay, and the committee meetings are going to be up on the website
tomorrow.
Yep. Very nice. Thank you. Buildings and Grounds, Mr. Benzavega.
Yeah, we did a walkthrough of the buildings the other day, last week. Basically, it was like walking through a construction zone, which it was in 3 moments. But the good news is progress is being made. And we anticipate the buildings to be ready to go for the opening of school. As the superintendent mentioned, you know, we have some challenges with some of the food service, but that's okay. We have a contingency plan for that, which is what we need. So that's all good. You know, it's very exciting to see $9 million worth of work coming to fruition. One more round to go, and then we'll be done. So that is exciting. We need to, at some point, get together. We had a presentation a couple of weeks ago, a discussion with Skip Gardner from the village to talk about the grade school field. We need to address that probably sooner rather than later. In addition, you know, I'd like to get an update from our friends at BBS on the tech room design. Mm-hmm. Presuming that's been submitted and hopefully on its way to being approved, but we need to get that worked out. And you know, as we finish one phase of the project, we need to get bids ready for the next phase. And that will, I mean, obviously we'll be probably, you know, letting those toward the end of this year, but this the end of this year is only 4 months away. So that is the main thing. I have a question regarding the security cameras. Are those things all hooked up and going in, or do we know where they are yet?
The wiring is all complete.
Right.
We're waiting to actually connect the cameras themselves once all the construction is done.
Mm-hmm.
On this agenda, you will see a resolution for the purchase of those actual cameras,
right,
which should be in momentarily. And our timeline to have all those cameras installed and working is sometime probably in the fall. All right?
The next meeting, then we're doing that work study, I believe, on the
25th. Well, we're doing it after the work study.
Right, the 25th.
Right.
Okay, great. Anything else?
No, that's it.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, moving on. Technology Committee, Mr. Montalto.
Yes, I did speak to Mr. Vallejo, and he's been very busy with the surface throws and getting them set up with the teachers. I know they were here on Monday and they had a class. I think it went pretty well. I know they're getting some more classes getting ready to go. Also, the Wi-Fi is just about in and ready to go. So everything should be good to go for first day
school. Okay, great. Okay, thank you. And then again, work study as well. I think that's
work study.
Okay.
I think it's
on the 25th.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah. Okay, we're doing both of those.
I have one other thing. If anyone has problems getting onto their new Microsoft account, has anybody done that yet? Or you still go to Google? So if there's any issues with that, Dave will help us out and get everybody set up. Because it's going to be, as the school starts, it's
right,
going to be Microsoft for that one.
Good. Thank you very much.
Alan.
And moving on to then the curriculum committee, Mrs. Dellorba.
Yes, I apologize, I wrote the date down, but I forgot my date book. I think it's
17th.
The 17th, right? Okay, I just want to make sure the great information. So that would be our first meeting, and we'll have a lot of
17th.
Things to discuss. Yes, Sunday. So I think it's the
18th. It's the list that Mrs. Rossi gave. The Monday, September 18th.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. 3:15.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. Thank you. And then Policy Committee, Mr. Bryant.
And our first meeting will be on the 14th.
Okay. Wonderful. Okay, moving on. Item number 7, questions from visitors on agenda items. Please approach the podium and state your name.
Good evening. Robert Stroh. My question is for item number 6, these casual appointments, these administrators. A quick calculation, I'm doing like $60,000 in stipend. That seems a lot of money, and what are we spending it for?
Sure. These are positions that have always been approved each year in the BTA contract. The numbers have stayed the same from year to year. We have 4 AAs, they're called, at the high school, 3 at the grade school, and 1 at the elementary school.
What are the 3 at the grade school?
They put these in place years ago when I believe that there was an assistant principal taken out from servicing those buildings, correct? Is that
what's,
what
the, what's the enrollment at the grade school that requires having 3?
Grade school enrollment is... can you pull that up, Mr. D'Amico? We can get back to you on that.
We've had 3 for a while, Mr. Johnson.
Yeah, we've always...
Yeah, well, if I spent $10,000 stupidly for 5 years, doesn't mean I'm going to continue.
Yeah, but there
we're saving, kind of saving $150,000 on an assistant principal for that. So there are 3 there, kind of part-timers, doing that assistant job.
That's what I'm asking.
I'm asking
a legitimate question.
No, it's a good question.
It saves us money because they're...
If we're saving, that's a legitimate
question. It's a good question.
Okay.
475 is the total count at the grade school. There are also unique job descriptions for those AAs.
And on the item number 7, they have teacher mentor. It says per the contract, What, could you just put the numbers in, what we spend for that, just for public information?
In terms of the mentors?
Yes, it's compensation.
I mean, that's...
This one here,
yeah.
Is the
mentor.
They do this.
They can either get a stipend for $1,000 or 3 credits for the time they serve.
Okay, well, that's, I think that would make it easier for the public. You know, I like to know that stuff. Okay, I'm not speaking for the whole public at large. Okay, and you answered the question I had about the cameras. Thank you.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. Okay. Any other questions, please?
No time. I don't know if we covered our buildings and grounds. I have a question on the construction that's going on Phillips Hall Avenue. Mm-hmm. I don't know if we covered that or not.
What's the question?
Well, what's going on?
Maybe on the water, but they're talking about probably the traps they were talking about for the
event.
Those were the grease traps.
They're basically, that's blow through the floor, through the underground into the street for grease traps and sewage lines.
The corner of North Call is the kitchen.
Yeah.
So they're doing the whole kitchen.
Right.
Well, I see the pipes out there. They've excavated the whole ground out there, correct? Am I correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
It's for drainage. It's for grease tracks.
I can't. My hearing is shot.
Come on.
My hearing is shot. I'm mostly sorry.
Okay. It's for drainage. It's for grease traps. I mean, basically, you've got the kitchen, then you've got the other cafeteria, right? The junior high school cafeteria, then the street, right?
Right.
So you got to get the stuff from the kitchen all the way out to the street and get it taken care of. So that's the explanation.
What's coming? What is all the piping?
They're putting in new grease traps.
New stuff. It's new piping.
Yeah. Pardon?
That's the new piping that they're putting in.
Piping for, and what's in these pipes? What are we running out?
It's going to be the water and the drainage from the kitchen.
Oh, it's all water and drainage coming in.
Yeah, yeah. No, going out.
Going out.
Yeah.
They've taken the old ones out. Is that it?
I'm not sure whether they took them out or whether they just retired. It depends on what's more cost effective. I can find out.
Yeah. But it's basically plumbing.
It's
new pipes. The other one was pretty rough.
Sorry.
We're going to be talking more about it at the next meeting at the Buildings and Grounds meeting, which will be on the 25th. So on the 25th of September, there's going to be a Buildings and Grounds work study.
Yes.
So we'll have a lot of people here just to talk about the progress and what's going on.
I see.
Okay?
Thank you very much.
By that point, it should be done and give you chapter and verse on it.
Yeah.
By that point, it'll be done. They can tell you everything you want to know.
It's a tremendous project, though. I mean, they excavated out.
It's a lot of work.
A lot of work.
You know what we should do? And Linda, we should set this up.
They did the green school, too.
Yeah. We should actually be set up almost a tour for the community at some point.
We're going to do it,
so you can see.
We're going to get those posters made.
Thank you. Okay, any other questions on agenda items, please? Please approach the podium and state your name. Okay, board discussion about any agenda items? Okay. Moving on to new business. May I have a motion then to omnibus items 1 through 14. Ms. O'Brien, seconded by Mrs. Jures. Okay, discussion? All in favor? Against? Okay, passes unanimously, 6-0. May I have a motion to approve items 1 through 14. Mr. Montalto, seconded by Ms. DeLerba. Discussion? All in favor? Against? Okay, passes 6-0. Okay, moving on to other business.
I do have one piece of other business. We have been almost fighting with the Board of Elections. I say that in a comical way, but they sent us a memo about 2 weeks ago that they want to hold that they will be holding the primary election in the grade school on September 12th. So I immediately called them back. I said, well, where? You know, I might not have my cafeteria ready. I have to put lunches in the gymnasium. Where are we going to be? Well, lo and behold, you know, they cannot change the location. They are dictating that it will be held in the grade school. So I called them back. I said, well, I can dictate to you where it will be held in the library. So they sent a whole crew of people. The library is not big enough for that. They have asked that we give them half the gymnasium.
How
on September 12th.
It's always been big enough. We used to have it.
Yeah, we always had a library. No, you mean the grade school library.
Grade school library.
Yeah, not the public library.
Yes, they're telling me. They're telling me in order to use the grade school library, I would have to take out all the bookshelves, everything in the whole library, and I can't do that to the school. Where are we putting everything? So I said, the best thing I could do for you, I could give you half the gym, which will fit, and, you know, it's the never-ending battle, because we've talked about this. We've moved our school elections to the East Gym for May, which is closed off to every other part of the school. People can come right in and out through the doors out here for the sense of safety, you know? So I'm fighting a little bit of an uphill battle sometimes. I just wanted the board to be aware of this in case people wonder why is the Board of Elections holding a primary at the grade school.
Can we have a little extra security there that day?
I had extra security there that day. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. So I just wanted to let everybody know. We have tried. It's tough to make them change their minds.
Is there a contract time? Like, I mean, that year after year, how many years is this agreement for?
You know, Dr. Daly?
I believe, and you guys may know better than me, I think we've always held we used to always hold the school board elections mm-hmm. in the library.
Yeah.
The general elections, I believe, have always been in gymnasium. Mm-hmm. Apparently there's 5 EDs, electoral districts, that vote here in Babylon. They view it as pretty substantial in populations. So,
well, maybe we can look at that. I don't know. I mean, is there an again, we
I
don't
always
have to answer
thought
it tonight.
Was 3 years.
3 years.
3 years out, and whatever you signed 3 years ago, that was set stuff. But I'm not
okay.
sure if that's
we can
the way
look at
it's
that,
still.
Though. Okay.
But I did try. I've been going back and forth, and they're pretty adamant that it will be here. So.
Okay. Okay, thank you for the information. Any other business?
Yeah, question. Do we have a time for John Robinson to come back in close to work?
Yes, he will be coming back in the later part of the fall because we've given him a number of things that we want him to really look into. So I'm thinking sometime in late October.
And just to kind of clarify, in terms of busing, have we kind of gotten that whole thing worked out? Did we have some folks in the audience?
You know, we did. Yes, we did. Yes.
Anything else? Any other business? Good. Okay. Okay, representatives from organizations, please approach the podium and state your name.
Hey, Donna. No, I see I'm wearing my PTSA hat today. We just wanted to say that we're excited about our new school year here. The first PTSA meeting will be September 26th here in the high school library. The PTSA is looking to bring back the ugly truth. That was a good we felt like that was a very successful presentation last year. We have a tentative date of October 25th, and there will be details to follow.
Great, thank you very much. Okay, any other representatives from organizations? Okay. Moving on then to agenda item 11, questions and comments from visitors. Please approach the podium and state your name.
Good evening, Robert Stroh. Just quickly, could we please have the American flags taken down from the schools overnight or light them, one or the other? I passed by the grade school on Saturday. The flag was up. It's a pet peeve of mine. I know we're in an organization. It's a great symbol of this country. Either we light the flags or we take them down. So we'd be very vigilant about that. We have people that serve, fought for this country and serve, and they deserve that respect. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments from visitors? Okay, good. Okay, seeing no other questions, moving on to agenda item 12, future board meetings. The next regular business meeting, just note it will be on a Tuesday, which is September 12th at 7:30. And then the work-study meeting, which we mentioned, which will include buildings and grounds as well as technology, will be on Monday, September 25th, again at 7:30 p.m. Okay, moving on to agenda item 13 right now. May I have a motion to recess into executive session for the purpose of advice from counsel? Ms. O'Brien, seconded by Ms. DeLerva. All in favor? Okay, passes 6-0. And just to note, we are moving back into executive session. We're not going to be having any further business out here. I will be coming out once we are completed just to adjourn, but there will be no other additional business discussed. So you know that. Okay? Have a wonderful evening.